This familiar song in some communities is a sign of the summer. It says ice cream when ice cream trucks pull into the neighborhood. And whether you know it as an ice cream tune or a folk song, former White House fellow and Pentagon cyber warfare expert Theodore Johnson III posted a blog on NPR this week saying the song is also a 1916 racist minstrel song with lyrics about watermelons and African Americans. If you missed the viral blog, it's up on our website. So now we have some work to do with summer right around the corner. Find an alternative song that says, come get your ice cream, without making unappetizing references to America's racial past. Michael Hurst is here to help us out, vocalist and instrumentalist for One Ring Zero. And Michael, I'd like a double scoop of innocent ice cream truck theme with sprinkles. What do you have?
Well, as it happens, I created an entire album of new songs for ice cream trucks, none of which have racist lyrics that I know of yet.
Thankfully, you did this back in 2007. Let's hear some of them.
It's cold and it's sweet, a tasty treat. Ice cream's here to stay. You should come and get some now before I drive away.
Now that's certainly innocent, Michael.
I hope so.
And have you tested it? Do kids come running towards you? What was the mission behind this project?
Well, I was actually in my studio in Brooklyn listening, trying to work and listening to the Mr. Softy truck go by every half an hour and thinking, somebody really needs to write some new songs for this truck. It then occurred to me that somebody was going to have to be me. But the amazing thing is, once this record came out, I started getting contacted by ice cream truck drivers all over the country who were just as sick of the songs they were playing as we, the consumers, were. And so, yeah, the album is being used by at least 50 or 60 trucks around the country that I know of.
And Michael Hurst asking the immortal question, where do ice cream trucks go in the winter? Listen. Now, that's a catchy instrumental. I like that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, when you hear a theremin coming from an ice cream truck, you know I've succeeded.
And let's try a couple other ones here. This one's called Ice Cream Yo. Oh, that's great. It kind of says, this is no drill. The ice cream truck is here.
Yeah, that's your upbeat version.
I like it. So did you go to the ice cream truck when you were little?
I did, but it was a kind of a rare occasion. I grew up in Virginia, and the truck didn't come around very often. And when it did, of course, I was chasing after it with change falling out of my hands and trying to catch it before it drove away.
I know, growing up in the suburbs, you know, you'd have to drive chasing the truck in my parents' station wagon. We never had that city experience of pulling up at the street corner, but it's great here in New York.
Well, yeah, and I guess it's a good way to lose weight. If you're running alongside the ice cream truck, you can burn calories while trying to catch up and get your ice cream.
Why do you think the genre of ice cream truck music is important?
Well, I don't know that it is specifically a genre. I like the idea of it being called a genre. But, you know, the idea of having music come from trucks is kind of amazing. I mean, it's something that's new with vehicles coming into play. And for me, it was actually the idea of evoking this sort of innocence and childhood and, you know, something that you just don't hear with a lot of other music. And that was my goal, you know, and the album actually worked very nicely as a children's lullaby album, aside from the whole ice cream truck factor, which is part of the reason I originally worked on it. But it's so awesome that it's being used by ice cream trucks.
Well, Michael Hurst, you've certainly performed a public service for us here.
Well, I hope it continues to spread. Thanks so much for sharing with the rest of the world.
Michael Hurst released a whole album of songs for ice cream trucks back in 2007. He's a vocalist and instrumentalist for the band One Ring Zero. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.